well, something that we've wanted to start doing, and you saw that on the even the Sunday evening service feedback form was an opportunity for us to start doing more testimonies in the evening service, and that was a quick decision. We were able to say, yeah, let's start doing that, especially as people have initiated or started the membership process here, which is really, again, it's our commitment as leaders and as a church to an individual who's coming to our church and saying, I want to be shepherded by these leaders, and I want to be accountable to this church. So care for me. Come after me. Help me to stay faithful. And it's that believer's response to us, but our response to them to say, yes, we've heard your testimony. We see the Lord at work in your life. You understand the gospel. We're in unity and in unison. We want to fulfill the Great Commission together. And we're one body. We want to wrap our arms around you and say, yes, we want to welcome you to our church. So part of doing that is us being able to know each other, at least at a salvific level, to say, wow, praise God, he's worked in this person's life. You might not know every detail about their life yet, but this is a great starting point as people are coming to our church to say, hey, how has God worked in your life? How can we pray for you? And so you can know a little bit more as they're joining the church. You go, no, I know what the Lord's done. I've already begun to love them and care for them in my heart, and now I want to pursue them in that accountability and relationship like they've asked for and like we've committed to. So Gavin, if you'd come forward, brother. Gavin is a junior. Gavin, are you a junior this year? Going into your senior year. So I've just asked Gavin to share 5 or 7 minutes or so of how God has worked in his life. So, Gavin, I'll give you the microphone. Are you okay just holding it here? Great. So let me pray for you real quick. Come on over here, and then I'll give you the mic. Lord, thank you for those that you are bringing to our church to share in the burdens of the gospel, to proclaim Christ to every creature in the world, is what your word says. Lord, we want to do that together. And I thank you for Gavin. Thank you for what he's going to share with us now. And we pray that you would use it to encourage us, but also, Lord, use this time to encourage him to remember how you've worked in his life, and we do give you all the glory for that. So thank you, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen.
Hi, my name is Gavin. I'm 17 years old. And thank you for taking the time to listen to my testimony. I believe I was saved right around 10 years ago. So I was around 7 years old. Thankfully, I can never say there's a time where I have not heard the gospel, where I've heard the word, where I've not heard it preached. I've always, you know, I cannot remember a time where I didn't hear the gospel from my pastors, whether that be my pastors or my parents. I want to give a shout out to my parents. They just taught me the word of God day in and day out. So before that, you know, I was going to church. My parents were teaching me, but it never really sunk in. Just kind of the Holy Spirit hadn't done that work in my heart yet. I always had a strange fear of death, of dying. I didn't know why. I had a real kind of, I felt bad when I sinned, but there was no real repentance or a true turning from my sin. Right when I was around 7, there was one night when it all just hit me. I realized there were some things in my life that had taken the number one slot in my life. You know, idols, idolatry, things that had become more important to me than anything else. And that night I felt it was pretty dramatic. I felt really convicted of my sin, of that, and my idolatry. Right there I repented, and I believe that night I God saved me, and I put my faith and my trust in Christ, and I really believe that, you know, Christ died for me. He died for my sins, he took my place. And since then, it's been, you know, a process of sanctification, a process of God drawing me closer to him. I mean, it's interesting. Once in that, when you're in that sanctification process, the older you get, the more you realize how sinful you really are, how much you need Christ. And I don't think that's a coincidence. That's really, you know, what God uses to show, you know, our need for Him, our dependence upon Him, that we cannot go, you know, one day, 1 minute, I mean, 1 second, without, you know, God. And and then since then, you know, I've seen God at work in my life. I have a growing desire to, you know, be with you guys, be with my brothers and sisters, and to be in the Word, to be praying. I've been attending this church with my family a little over a year now, and it's been I can't even say the blessing that it's been to me, to my Christian walk. It's been so. Thank you for that, and all glory be to God. It's my testimony.
Well, let's take another minute, just thank the Lord and pray for Gavin, and then actually the next week, it's okay. I asked the Daigs, Mr. and Mrs. Daig, if they would share their testimonies briefly next week at our fellowship meal in the evening. So look forward to that. Let's thank the Lord. Father, we thank you for the work that you do in our lives. Thank you that at the right time, Christ saved us. We were dead in our sins, but in your mercy, you showed us our sin. By your Spirit, you washed us, you regenerated us, you cleansed us and gave us new hearts and new affections and new desires, a new trajectory of life, one of worship and of knowing you and of loving your people and of making Christ known, and certainly not perfectly, but Lord, as Gavin said, increasingly so, that we want our lives to matter, and we want our lives to be lived for Christ. And so I do pray for Gavin. We pray as a church that you would encourage him in his walk with Christ as he is joining our church, that you would help him, Lord, to see that you've built him with spiritual gifts that are to be ministered faithfully here as a member of this body, as a body part, and as a brick in a house, a member of our family. And God, thank you for what you're going to do. And we look forward to, in future months and years, to be able to look back again and to see what you've done and to give you praise in that. So strengthen him, encourage him, and even by this tonight, Lord, I pray you'd encourage him. So again, we look to you, Lord, as we continue to sing now and to hear from your word, from what Cliff has prepared for us. Pray that you would give us teachable hearts and that we would receive this time as a gift from you, and that, Lord, you would receive it as worship from us. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Mark.
Well, let's stand together and sing Rock of Ages.